My name is Cedric Wembe. I'm a master's graduate from the University of Wits in Johannesburg, mm-hmm. the Drama for Life. I am currently busy with my PhD on children's theatre, and my PhD, my master's work was focusing on participation, the role of participation in educational theatre for young audiences, and my PhD work is looking into children's theatre, framing a children's theatre for the 21st century African child. What is it that African kids or kids in general see when they are sitting in a performance venue? What is theatre for them? Is there anything called theatre for kids? Mm-hmm. So this is what my PhD work is looking into. I've been in South Africa for 4 years. This is my fourth year. I came here in 2012 on the 4th of February to do a master's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. So what do you think, based on what you're doing for your research, what has ACTEG's conference, the Cradle of Creativity, given you?
The conference has just made me more determined to do the work, because for the past 3 days, I've realized how much we tend to assume in the work we do, how much we tend to lose focus of who we are doing work for. And I'm trying to bring my humble contribution into this field so that practitioners like myself and future practitioners could maybe look into my work and say, oh, look, there's someone who did research on what kids value in a performance. And it is important that we understand how the people we do work for think and view a performance, rather than assuming that because we have so and so in a performance, they will definitely identify with. I've heard a couple of discourses during the conference, and they have just motivated me to do the work of my PhD.
And have you seen positive examples of work here that you think are doing what it is you're looking to,
yeah,
to
yeah,
find?
Yes, yes, yes. There is quite a good amount of, I mean, all the papers that I've listened to were very rich. But like I said, my fear and my concern was that I felt that some of the issues developed on those papers were coming from an assumption point of view.
Okay.
And this is why, and I think this is probably why a theatre for young audiences is still very complicated to define by scholars.
Yeah.
Because it's, and this is my personal thought, I think it's because of the various assumptions that researchers, practitioners have in mind. For instance, you have a situation where an organization is asked to do a production for kids. And I actually like the last speakers and the last question about how long do you prepare for a production for young audiences. And you have a situation where theatre for young audiences becomes a quick way of making easy money.
Yeah.
You know, where you can rehearse a production overnight, you can actually design the whole production in 4 hours and then go and perform. So who are we fooling? Are we doing work for money, or are we doing work for the kids? I understand that as artists we need to be sustained.
Yeah.
And this is very important, but at the end of the day, we can't compromise the quality of the work, we can't compromise the nature of our work, because we need to feed ourselves. You understand what I'm saying? So there is value in every single paper that I've listened to. There's quite a good number of presenters that I'm definitely going to quote in my work, and that I've decided to keep the contact with for the purpose of my PhD research.
Who are you looking forward to seeing?
What
shows?
In terms of show?
Yeah, anything that you're excited about here.
I don't have the titles of the shows now, but I have Animal Farm that I definitely have to watch.
I know, me too.
Not only because I know the producer and the lead cast, but simply because I've heard a lot of positive feedback about the play. And I also came into this space with the intention to to engage with the young audience in preparation with my research. I'm not here to collect data, but I'm simply here to just have a pre-conversation with young audiences.
And do you think you've achieved
I've not done that yet.
Okay.
And I'm going to start doing that from tomorrow. But I'm sure that I'm going to have a pre-conversation with young audiences. And I'm definitely sure that I'm going to have a few ideas of what kids value as performance. So I'm going to engage with the kids not for the purpose of the research, but as a curious being, as a curious practitioner, who's simply trying to ask young audiences what their experience was like.
And do you feel supported enough by Azerton to be able to do that?
Definitely.
Good.
To be honest with you, quite frankly, I was amazed when my abstract was accepted for the Congress. And I was double time amazed when I was informed that instead of a poster, I was doing a paper presentation and a poster presentation.
Oh,
I was like, whoa.
Oh, you shouldn't be. It sounds really interesting.
Asitej is really, really, this platform for me is priceless. I did not anticipate this, and I'm very grateful for that.
Well, tell us when your talk is so that people who listen can come and see it.
When my?
I've
presented already, unfortunately.
Oh,
it was yesterday I presented a poster, and on Tuesday I presented a paper.
Oh, okay. Next time. Next Azerton. Yeah. We'll make sure I see it. Okay. I'll stop.